for many years until after World War II, when they built a high school. And it was up close to the museum across the street, but that way from the museum is a place that says something about Western State College. Anyway, that's where the high school was.
Okay.
Then the high school was moved to a different place up right up the street here, about two blocks. Mm-hmm. And that school became a junior high school. It was a population group. The main original school was what we call Pine Street School. The county now uses it as a headquarters for some of their all licenses and county clerks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's right across the street from the post office. You know where the post office is?
Yeah.
Okay, right across the street, that big yellow building is called Pine Street School. And there was another street, a school there, across the street that way, and I'm trying to think what we called it. My memory doesn't serve me as well as it needs to serve. But there was a street over there across, or a school across the street, and it was the 7th and 8th grade at that time. The one Pine Street School was grade school. And photographs of some of the teachers are still in the museum, teachers who taught us. We see the photographs over there. And that's across the street from the post office. On the corner across the post office where that school was a church house called a community school. It's a community church.
Okay.
And they moved up to where it is now, about 1 or 4 or 2.
What did you call it? Was there a name for that 7th and 8th grade school? Was it a middle school? Or
yeah, I'm trying to remember the name, but I'm sorry, I can't remember.
That's all right. I just wondered if there was a type of school that it was called.
Yeah, there was a name for it. And it was a school that had been abandoned on the where, I think it's right now where the Forest Service building is, I believe. I'm sure it is.
Okay.
And it was called the Colorado Street School. And before the war, that's where they had a skating rink up there for locals to skate in one time. At least half of that block on the west side of it had that two-story brick building that had been called the Colorado Street School.
Okay. Has the racial makeup of this town changed much?
Oh, yeah, quite a lot. We had, at that time, before the war, we had mostly white, but some black people at one time, a lot of black people in this area, this community at one time, way back. And it gradually kind of tapered out where we only had one black family that was native here, that stayed here, and they were called the Bryants, B-R-Y-A-N, Peter Bryan, I should have said.
Okay.
And I knew the son, Milton Bryan, was about a year older than I was, but he's an athlete and a tremendous musician. And I knew him and I knew his father. In fact, we lived next door to him for a while. But anyway, the school had been changed. Gymnasium and the thing. It was everything. It was modern at the time. It was built about 1925. I went to school there, I think, in 1927. 25 or 26 when it was built. And across the street was a school, and I believe it was called Pine Street School. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. That's interesting that there were a lot of blacks in this area, because Colorado as a whole didn't really have many blacks, I don't think, unless I'm mistaken. Denver had its neighborhood. But
we had black people, a few people of Mexican extraction, and of course we'd had the same thing you had everywhere in the real early days, and people from overseas, particularly Ireland, came into this area. Ireland, Germany, those were two of the main suppliers of immigrants, and the black people were here, and the things happened to the black people. I wrote one book, with historic narratives about things that happened in Western Colorado. And there's a little bit in there about black people. And it's all meant to be respectful, but and it is. But it tells how down on, you know, where that is.